greet you in the name of the Lord, so thankful for the privilege of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avner Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you today.
Psalmist said, He took me out
of a horrible pit and from the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock and established my going. Of course, the rock is Jesus Christ, and the Lord is able to lift you. If you are today in sin, he's able to lift you out of that horrible pit and give you a sure foundation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, we pray that as our broadcast service goes forth today, it shall be accompanied by the precious Holy Spirit. May our congregation be affected not by us, but by your word and by your spirit. So take this broadcast and make it a blessing to souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
As a child I foolishly turned God away, not knowing the heartache a sinner must face. But God in His goodness has let me return to share with His children this lesson. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. Slowly but wholly taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you want to stay. Sin will cost you far more than you want to pay. So with pleasure and promises, sin took control, nothing to show. Gone were my loved ones and my dearest friends. Only a Savior could love me again. Take you farther than you want to go. Slowly but slowly taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you want to stay. Sin will cost you far more than you want to pay. Sin will cost you far more than you want to pay.
Our subject for today's broadcast, sin is costly. Romans chapter 6 and the first part of verse 23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death. And Proverbs 14:34 tells us, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Now let us understand what sin is. And I speak particularly of imputed sin. Imputed sin is something that you knowingly do that you should not do. And God imputes it to you as sin. He holds you responsible for it. And imputed sin can be committed two primarily ways. First of all, John tells us that sin is the transgression of the law. So whenever you know something is sinful and wrong, and you willingly and knowingly go ahead and do it, to you that is imputed sin. The Bible also says, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And whenever you refuse to do that which you know that you should do, then it is sin. So imputed sin can be committed two ways. It can be committed by knowingly doing wrong or refusing to do that which you should do. We call it committed sin or omission of sin. Now, Adam and Eve died the day that they partook of the forbidden fruit. God told them, in the day that you eat of the fruit of that tree, you shall die. And Eve was not ignorant as to what God had said when she yielded to the tempter there in the garden. And Adam was not unaware of what God had said when he partook of the fruit, when Eve brought it to him. And so they died that very day. For the wages of sin is death. Now, it breaks fellowship with God. Yes, Adam and Eve, they had fellowship with God. God came down in the cool of the evening and fellowship with them. But after they disobeyed God and sinned and died, they lost that fellowship with God. They lost their sonship in the family of God. And as a result, they were driven out of their beautiful garden home. And the earth was cursed, and their labor was increased, and other things happened as a result of their sin. Yes, sin is costly. And after they were driven out of the garden and they began to raise a family, they had two sons. One was named Cain and one was called Abel. Of course, they had more than two sons and they had daughters as well. But Cain and Abel. And Abel brought a sacrifice to the Lord and it was acceptable to him. It was pleasing to him. Cain brought a sacrifice and God rejected it. And the reason why was because Cain's heart was not right with God. Sin lieth at the door. And what happened? Cain rose up and slew his brother, killed Abel. Now, not only did he do that sinful thing, but what kind of feeling or remorse did that bring to Adam and Eve? Yes, sin is costly, and it affects not only the individual who commits the sin, but many times it hurts and affects others. And so Adam and Eve had to face the fact not only that they had lost fellowship with God, but that their son rose up and killed his own brother. Now, the gross wickedness of the people caused God to send the flood. Yes, the antediluvian world was a people whose very thoughts and imaginations of their heart was evil continually. And God was determined to destroy them because of their sin. But there was a righteous man living among them, and his name was Noah. And God would not destroy the righteous with the wicked. So he told Noah to build an ark. And the general idea is that it took him and those that labored with him approximately 100 years to build the ark. But now Noah was more than a builder. Noah was also a preacher of righteousness. So we understand that during the time of the building of the ark, Noah also preached to them and warned them about the coming flood. But they did not heed the message. They went on their sinful ways, their ungodly ways, and the time came when the ark was finished, and God told Noah to take his wife and his three sons and their wives, along with all the cattle, the animals and so forth, into the ark. Now, if there had been others that believed Noah's message. In fact, I am persuaded that if enough people would have believed Noah's message and have turned from their wicked ways, there would have never been a flood. You know, Jonah was sent to Nineveh to tell them 40 more days and God was going to destroy the city. But whenever he finally went and started delivering the message, the king laid aside his kingly robes and got down in sackcloth and ashes and declared a fast, not only for the people, but for even the animals who were to be deprived of their food. And whenever God saw their repentant attitude from the king on down, he spared the city. And I believe that he would have spared the antediluvian world if enough people would have listened to Noah, but they wouldn't. But they went in the ark there 7 days, and then God did what he said. He sent the rain, the very bowels of the earth opened up, and there was a flood, and all mankind was destroyed, except those that were safe in the ark. So sin was very costly for the antediluvian world. They refused to heed Noah's message, and they suffered the consequences. Now, after Joshua had led the children of Israel across the Jordan River into the Canaan land, God had told them that Jericho was to be the first city that they would take, and that they were not to take any spoils for themselves. And so they went, and they did as God told them to do, marched around the city for 6 days, one time each day, and then on the seventh, around seven times, and they shouted and they blowed the ram's horn, and the city walls fell down. And they were going to take the next town, a little town called Ai. And Joshua sent troops up there and spied out the land, and they said it's not necessary to send the whole army up there, just a few and thousand, and we'll be able to take it. It's a small city. And so Joshua listened to their advice, sent up about 3,000, and the people of Ai came out and attacked them, and about 36 of the Israelites were slain, and they fled before their enemy. And Joshua fell on his face, crying unto God, Lord, you promised to be with us. The Lord said to Joshua, there's sin in the camp, and I'm not going to be with you unless you get it out. So he took tribe by tribe, family by family, and they came to Achan. And Achan confessed that he had taken some of the golden wedges and a goodly Babylonian garment and other things, and he hid them in the ground inside of his tent. What happened? They took Achan, they took his family, they took his cattle, and stoned them to death. Yes, he not only caused the death of 36 fellow men, but he also caused his own death and his family's death. Sin is indeed costly. And then we read about Sodom. Abraham saw these three men were walking, going by, and he persuaded them to stop. And he had a meal prepared for them. And after they had started on their journey, Abraham walked out with them, and the one he addressed as Lord told him what their mission was. They were going down to Sodom to see about the wickedness that was there. The two other two went on, and they came to the gate, and there Lot sat in the gate with the other people, and he invited these two into his home. And they didn't want to go in. They were going to spend the night in the street, and Lot knew how dangerous that would be, and he persuaded them to come into his house. And he had a meal prepared for them, and before they went to bed, they heard footprints outside, noise. And it was these men, young and old, had come to Lot's house, and they wanted Lot to bring out those two men because we want to know them. And that was not to be introduced to them. They wanted to have sex with them. And Lot tried to persuade them not to do that sinful and wicked thing. But they were going to break the door down and come in and get them anyway. But these men happened to be angels, and they smote those outside with blindness, and they were never able to find the door, and they finally left. And the two angels said to Lot, if you have relatives of people in this city, You go warn them and get them out. Yes, he had two married daughters. But they, the son-in-laws, mocked Noah or Lot, and they would not pay any attention. But the angels took a hold of Lot and his wife and told him to get out of there. And he told them not to look back. And after they got outside the city, Mrs. Lot looked back, turned into a pillar of salt. And God rained fire and brimstone down upon the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and also the villages nearby. And now, that wasn't just because they were not hospitable. No, it was because of their sinful, ungodly, homosexual ways. And God rained fire and brimstone down upon it because of their sin. Sin is costly. And then we read in the book of God about King Saul. King Saul was instructed to take an army up to Amalek and there destroy them, including the cattle as well as the people. And they went, but they spared the finest of the cattle and King Agag, and they came back, and Lot, or Saul, lied to Samuel, "We have done the bidding of the Lord." And Samuel said, "Well, if you have, what's this about? I hear the lowing of the cattle," and so forth. And we find later on Saul having gotten away from God. He started out beautifully, a young man, obeying God, respectful, obedient to his father. But he ended up a suicide. He and his three sons, along with others, were out there battling the Philistines. And he was wounded. And he asked his armor bearer to take his sword and kill him because he didn't want to fall into the hands of those Philistines. And the armor bearer refused. And so Saul took his sword, presumably his own sword, and fell upon it and committed suicide. And also his sons were killed that day also. Sin, again, is costly. And we read about David and his adultery with Bathsheba. And as a result of that, not only did the little child die, but war came to David, and there was much bloodshed, and also even his own son rose up against him and tried to kill him and overthrow him. And so David suffered much because of his adulterous ways. And God was gracious to forgive him, yes, it's true, but he suffered much. And then we read about one of the 12, Judas Iscariot. Jesus had given him, along with the others, power to cast out devils, to heal the sick, to cure diseases, and to preach the gospel. And the others trusted Judas. They made him the treasurer. He carried the little bag, the Bible tells us. But he began to steal out of the bag. He was a thief, along with other things. And he became covetous. And he went to the chief priests and rulers there in Jerusalem. "I know you want to get rid of this man, Jesus, and I can help you. How much will you pay me?" And I don't know what they first offered him, but anyway, they finally settled on 30 pieces of silver. And so when the time came, they're in the upper room, and Jesus told them, "One of you will betray me." Peter said, "Well, is it I?" John said, "Is it I?" And of course, Judas had to join in and say, "Is it I?" along with the rest of them. But after, or while they were eating the Passover supper, Judas went out into the night, and the rest of them thought Jesus had sent him out to buy something for the supper or to give something to the poor. But that was not the case. After the Lord instituted the Lord's Supper, they sang a hymn and went out, and Jesus went down across the Kidron Valley over to Gethsemane, and there he prayed. And while he was there, Judas led the band, the guards from the temple and also soldiers, and they arrested Jesus and took him back across the Kidron Valley and gave him a mock trial and took him to Pilate and demanded that Pilate have him crucified. Judas had thought that Jesus would deliver himself, but the Bible says when Judas saw that he was not going to deliver himself, he took a rope, went up into a tree, tied one end of the rope around a limb, tied the other end of the rope around his neck, and jumped out committing suicide. He probably hung there until his body putrefied, for the Bible says that his fell down and his bowels gushed out. He found out that sin was very costly. And then we have two people, Ananias and Sapphira. The saints there in Jerusalem had fell on hard times, and Barnabas had sold some property and given it to them and some others, and so they wanted to be in style with the rest, and they sold a piece of property, but they decided they were going to keep part of it back. But they wanted Peter to believe that they were giving it all. And Peter said to Ananias, "Why have you allowed Satan to put it in your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost?" And Ananias fell dead. His wife came in sometime later, not having heard what had happened. And Peter asked her, "Did you sell it for so much?" "Yes, that's what we sold it for." And Peter said, "The young men that carried your husband out to bury him are standing at the door ready to carry you out." And she dropped dead also. Now, what about sin today? What about sin in your life if you are a sinner? Sin will cost you more than you want to pay. It'll take you further than you want to go, and it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And finally, it will doom your soul in an eternity without God. Again, sin is costly. The greatest cost of all is your eternity-bound soul. The wages of sin is death. And being cast into the lake of fire is the second death, from which there is no recovery. Heavenly Father, I pray you'll bless these thoughts to our congregation today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another gospel message with you. We trust that it has proven to be a blessing along with the songs. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you may listen to a number of broadcasts if you've missed any. You may also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you can join us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service at 6, and they are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig, thanking you for being a part of our congregation, inviting you to be with us next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
For so long I had searched for lost meaning, enslaved by the world and its greed. But the door of my prison was opened by love. The ransom was paid, I was free. I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past. For I traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. I'm free from the guilt that I carry, from the dull, empty life I'm set free. For when I met Jesus, He made me complete. He forgave me and now I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. guilt of the past. For a trade in my shackles, for a glorious song, I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. I'm free, praise the Lord.